History is in the hands of God. God is the author of the course of world events. And when we talk about world events, they are not only good, they are even evil. There are even bad happenings or events in our history and in our lives. And we ask the question, why did God allow these things to happen? Why is there evil continue to prevail in our world and in our history? And sometimes even in our own personal experience, we are annoyed by people who does evil or those evildoers. And we ask, when will they stop? And we ask, Lord, why do you stop them? We're already fed up. We want to surrender. Why do they continue to annoy us? This is the very, very message that the prophet Malachi in our first reading today. He said, the day is coming. The day is coming. Day here signifies light. And not only that, since this day is coming, according to the Lord, He has determined it to happen. Don't worry, because the unjust, the evildoers who made history through their greed, through their pride, according to the prophet Malachi, they will be stubble. They will be put on fire. So when you are annoyed by the evil doings of your fellow brothers and sisters, just wait for God's time. And of course, sometimes we're impatient. Oh, when will that happen, Father? I'm already fed up. I want it to happen now. Oh, be patient. You're not God. In God's time, God will bring justice. Always put that in our consciousness. And then His justice, the evildoers will be punished. But there is some sense of hope here. For those who persevere, the light will shine. Justice will shine. And since history is in the hands of God, this message of the prophet Malachi lead us to two conclusions and lessons. One, knowing that history is in the hands of God, we should not be abusive. We should not abuse all that God has done to us, including our freedom, all the blessings that God, we should always use that blessings that we receive from God for the furtherance of His kingdom, because God will reign with justice. Second lesson, for those who suffer, don't worry, you will be comforted. That is the day that God will reckon. There is a day of reckoning. All our efforts will not be in vain, for there will come a time that God will comfort us. The second reading, the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, I have mentioned this in my previous reflection and homily, that the Thessalonians were preoccupied with the parousia, the second coming of Christ. And this coincides with the end of the world, with the end that would come. And so, what was the reaction of the Thessalonians? Since the end of the world will come and Jesus would come in His second coming, they became complacent. They stopped working. Anyway, the end will come. So what's the use of working? So St. Paul reminded the Thessalonians, oh, no, no. You should imitate me. You should imitate me as your model. You should model your lives to me. I know that the second coming of Christ is at hand. But we really don't know the exact time and day. But look, St. Paul remained faithful to his mission. He continues fulfilling his duties as missionary and as proclaimer of the gospel. And so he wanted the Thessalonian community not to be mediocre, not to be lazy, but rather live diligently. Fulfill whatever duties God has given you. So when this event would come, the end of the world, the second coming, Christ will be asking you and will be seeing you fulfilling your duties, and that's good. And you will be judged according to that. So in the gospel, we hear that Jesus predicted also the same event, the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, which happened in the year 70 AD. The temple was been adorned with precious stones. And not only that, also the end of history and the end of time. And people kept on asking, when will this happen? You know, Christ wasn't interested in answering these questions, but rather Christ gives his audience necessary dispositions. And these dispositions is also for us to consider. Number one disposition, when the end of history or time will come, Jesus said, do not be misled. Do not be misled. Because people say they have the message, they have the vision. And nowadays, there is this proliferation of fake news coming from fake people. So Jesus said, do not be misled. Do not be misled by these people proliferating fake news. Jesus already expected that to happen because it happened during his time. And remember that history repeats itself. So the warning of Jesus is for his audience is also a warning for us. Do not be misled. Second disposition, do not be disturbed. Do not panic. When you see calamities and revolutions, war and insurrections, we are so lucky here in Arizona. You know why? You know why we are so lucky? We don't have earthquakes. We don't have tornadoes. We don't have hurricanes. Oh, in the Philippines, my God, when you experience 5.5 tremor, you will recall all saints in heaven. Even though you do not know them, you will mention their name in fear and trembling. But Jesus said, don't be panic. Don't panic. Don't be disturbed. It will just happen. It will just happen. Exhibit your faith. Only people who have no faith live in fear, right? I repeat, only people who have no faith live in fear. So Jesus said, do not be frightened. Expect these things to happen. And it happens now. It happens now to the world. But have faith. The third disposition. Persecutions will happen. And will drag you to court. Even your own relatives and family members. But don't worry about your defense. What you're going to say. How you're going to defend yourself. I will send the Holy Spirit. You are in my hands. I will guide you. What was the reminder of Jesus? Persevere. Just persevere. And you will secure your life. Just persevere. And those who endure all these persecutions are really rewarded in the kingdom of God. So continue living your life fully. Don't allow the signs of disasters to distract you from following the Lord and doing your mission. But rather, live. Another reminder from Jesus, not from Father Noel, is live justly. When these calamities, destructions, war, and insurrections happen, what do I mean by live justly? Simple. Do the right thing. Do what is right. Do what is correct. And avoid what is evil, wrong. That's how you live justly, right? So when Jesus appears in the second coming, you will not panic. You will not panic. And you just say, oh Lord, Father Anchieta told us in the 4 o'clock Mass on November 17, he said, we don't need to panic. We just have to live just lives. We have done what is correct, what is right, what is good, and we have avoided evil. Aside from doing or living justly, live also charitably. Be charitable, especially to those in need, because that will guarantee you of your reward in the kingdom of heaven. Again, do not be frightened. Do not be afraid when you hear of these things. Just show your faith in Jesus.